Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode 109 of the JB Sism Show. In today's episode, we're talking about what a 30-day challenge is going to do for your productivity. I'm going to be telling you what I'm doing to take my writing to the next level and how you can be a part. All right, Dave, kick the show off for me.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's episode. If this is the first show that you are listening to, this show is designed and dedicated to helping you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right. I want to give you the tools that you need so you can write like you've never written before. Well, my friends, one thing that keeps me going each and every week is being focused on challenges. If I don't use challenges, I don't stretch myself and try something new. I'm going to keep doing those same old things over and over. And challenges keep us strong and keep us on course to finish the race. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I'm talking about a new challenge that I'm giving myself and why you should consider doing your own 30-day challenge. I'll give you some examples from my past and how they have helped shape me into the person I am today. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's show. This one is going to be fun. Why? Because you're listening to the JB Sism Show. Well, and as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone again, and I have had a weird bout of health issues. Our whole family has been sick for about 5 to 6 weeks now. Really sucks. Kind of does. Because my wife came down with the cold or the flu or something, and it took her 3 to 4 weeks to get over that. Well, in the meantime, I get sick, I get the flu, I was bedridden for about a week, sucked like crazy, I was miserable, worst sore throat of my life. I talked a little bit about it last week, and then our daughter, she contracts not only the same flu or cold that I had, but she also got hand, foot, mouth. Can you imagine that? I mean, so here I am coughing a lung out, and my daughter has hand, foot, mouth. So trying to take care of her and get all that done. And finally, we thought as of last Saturday, we were all out of the clear, all good. And then I find out, guess what? I have contracted hand, foot, mouth. Sucks. So that's kind of what's been going on in my family. And life is fun. So my toes hurt, my fingers hurt, but I still press forward and press on despite that challenge. And you know, challenges are something that either A, we don't plan for and they just kind of take over our life, or we plan for the challenges and we know these challenges are coming down the pike and we can prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready to take these challenges and get ourselves ready to move forward and take our life into the next level. So today we are talking about challenges and we are talking about making sure that we set the right goals to make sure those challenges are completed. I mean, think about it this way. I mean, you don't want to try to do a challenge on your own only to find out that you're going to fail at it. So why even start the challenge? But what if I was to tell you that if you actually started a challenge and you actually started motivating yourself to complete that challenge, that you're going to come out of this challenge on the other side a better person. You're going to come out on this challenge on the other side stronger. You're going to have a better will and a tenacity and a desire to accomplish the goals that you set for your life. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people fail on is they don't just keep themselves motivated. They want to kind of stop doing all of the work. Because why? It's difficult. Well, here's the deal. I love challenges. I think they are fun. I think they are encouraging. They keep me focused. They keep me grounded. And when I carry on with business as usual, I get bored. I mean, think about that. When you get bored, what do? You watch TV. You veg out on audiobooks. Now, there's nothing wrong with audiobooks. You know, you read a lot of fiction. And there's nothing wrong with reading. But when you get bored, when you get kind of, as the day is long and you keep doing the same thing over and over, it gets boring. And so sometimes we need these challenges so that we can jumpstart our brain. You know, so I get bored and tired of doing the same monotonous thing week after week. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, writing this blog and writing this notes for this podcast and recording this podcast, I get a joy out of it. I think it's fun. Writing is fun. But I'm not stretching myself to go to the next level. I get bored. And do you ever feel that way? If you're not stretching yourself, if you're not taking your life to the next level, do you find yourself getting bored? Well, here's the deal. When you plan on doing something big, what's your first action? You know, are you one of these people that just jumps in without a game plan? Do you just jump into a challenge and you're like, okay, we're going to take the bull by the horns and we're going to get this done? Or are you somebody who thinks methodically through every aspect of the project? You map everything out that you have to do. Well, I want to give you three reasons that challenges will keep you focused and make you, especially for us as bloggers and especially for us as communicators, if you have a podcast, if you're a writer, challenges will keep us focused and make us better communicators. And that's one of the things that we want to make sure that we do is communicate the message that God has put on our heart. Get it out into the world so that we can share that message, share the hope that we have, so that we can change lives. And that's what our writing is all about. Our writing, if you are writing, and especially if you are a believer in Jesus, our writing should be about changing lives, making people's lives better. So challenges will help keep you focused. So number one, the first reason the challenges keep you focused and make you a better communicator is this. Challenges allow you to set a time-oriented goal. Now think about this. When you set a goal at the beginning of the year, you know, you set out and you plan out your New Year's resolutions, you do your best to make them part of your year. Wow. how does that work? You plan out your resolutions. You make them part of your year. You do your best to accomplish them. But you find that you're going to fail at this New Year's resolution within the first 3 weeks. And one of the reasons that we fail at these is because we don't set a time-oriented, we don't set a time-specific goal. And I talked about this at the beginning of the year when I talked about goal setting. And I like to talk about goal setting every year on this podcast and on this blog because I believe setting goals is one of these things that we should do. Now, I set goals for 2017. Some of these goals I have accomplished. One of the goals I set out to do, I wanted to read the Bible in 30 days. I didn't quite get it all the way done, but you know, I made a really good effort towards it. The other thing was I wanted to make sure that every Wednesday, for the most part, I had a brand new episode of this podcast. Now, I think I've only missed just a couple of weeks. So I've done pretty good at that challenge. And I set the time for December 31st, making sure that you know, before December 31st, I publish and air the last good episode of the year and before I take a break. And so I wanted to make sure that I set some time-oriented specific goals. Now, there's other goals that I've had that I have not set a time-specific goal on. And guess what? I haven't got them done. They are sitting in the drawer or sitting in the drawers of my mind, and they're not getting accomplished. And so when we take the time, and here's the deal, when we take the time to plan out our goals, we need to set a calendar reminder every day or at least every week, however you want to do it, to accomplish that goal. Why? Because we're going to find it easier to work on that goal. You see, goals are very specific and time-oriented, and they need a specific timestamp. Because if you set a goal and you don't do anything with it, it's not a goal. It's just a nice idea. So when we set our goals, we need to pull out the calendar and make an appointment with ourselves at the same time every day. And that is what we need to do. Set a time-specific goal. And challenges allow us to do that. Challenges give us permission. You know, so if you're going to give yourself a one-week challenge, you know that at the end of 7 days, you got to have that project done. Otherwise, you fail. Okay? So you want to set a time-oriented goal. Number two, challenges give you permission to give it your all. Challenges give you permission to give it your all. Give it your best effort. So when I set out to do a goal-oriented challenge, I make sure I give it my best. I make sure I push forward. The goal of a challenge, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, because this is powerful. The goal of a challenge is to see if you can rise to the occasion and get the job done. So the goal of a challenge is to see if you can rise to the occasion and get the job done. In other words, you're giving yourself permission to lay it all on the table and try your hardest. Give it your all. Give it the good old 1-2 punch. Why? Because nobody's going to punch you in the face if you fail. Thank you, Dave Jackson, for that one. You know, nobody's going to punch you in the face if you try your hardest. Even if you don't succeed, you gave it your all. You did your best. You did what you could to see yourself succeed. And if you have accomplished any part of your goal, even if it's the smallest part, but it was the most difficult part, you've succeeded. Now, you may have failed in accomplishing the goal in its totality, but you have succeeded because you have attempted and you gave it your all. You laid it all on the table and you pressed forward. You know, I recently did a 30-day challenge. And it was a 30-day Bible challenge. I had about half a dozen other people that joined me in on this challenge. And the goal was to read 66 books of the Bible in a 30-day period of time. So 66 books of the Bible, 30 days. Now we're talking, that is a lot of reading. That is a lot of listening to audio. You know, I gave people permission to break it up, listen to the audio, read the book. You know, read the Bible. That way it kind of breaks up the monotony of it. And, you know, the goal was to see if you could do it. And I kind of laid out in the challenge, you know, to ask yourself the one question, what is it that God is teaching me? What is it that God is showing me during this challenge? And I'll tell you, there are things that I read that I forgot were even in the Bible. So we're talking, it was a fun challenge. Now, if you want to take this challenge, you can take the challenge. It is really, really easy. I want you to go to jbsism.com, jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. That's all one word, BIBLECHALLENGE. So jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. And here's the deal. I didn't get it all the way done. I made it to the New Testament. Woohoo! I did it. I got to the New Testament. I got through the Old Testament. I got partway into the New Testament. And then the 30-day challenge was over. Now, I still read the Bible. I still do all that. But the challenge was over. And my reading, you know, really, really slowed down after that. But the goal was to see if you could do it. It was a tough challenge. And boy, was it worth the try. And that's the thing. When we make it our all, when we lay everything on the table, and even if we don't accomplish the challenge, we gave it our all. We put our heart into it. And here's the deal. I'm about to do another challenge again. Now, this one is not necessarily going to be the 30-day Bible challenge. Now, I may try that one again before the end of the year and see if I can do it. I'll probably start with the New Testament and then go back to the Old Testament, but I'm going to see if I can do the Bible challenge again, but I am in the process of starting another challenge. And I can't wait to share this with you. I'm going to tell you in just a moment, but we have to get to our third point here. The third thing, or the third reason challenges keep you focused and make you a better communicator is challenges allow you to grow. Challenges allow you to grow. You know, going back to this 30-day Bible challenge, I didn't know how I would change and grow as an individual. But by the time day 30 rolled around, I knew I had a deeper appreciation for God's word. I had a deeper understanding of the overall story of the Bible. I started to find different themes within the Bible that I've never noticed before. And I grew. I came away with a better understanding of who I am in my fallacy, in my sinful nature. I learned who I was, and I realized that there is a God who loved me so much that he gave his son Jesus, that I can have life as long as I put my faith, hope, and trust in that salvation, in that Jesus who died on the cross for me. You know, but, you know, the thing is, challenges allow us to have some form of prosperity. I'm actually reading something right now. It's on my desk here. It's a it's kind of a Proverbs-style devotional card. It's actually a really cool thing. Well, it says this, Psalms 25. It says, who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. Here's what the back of the card says. It says, God wants to guide us and help us grow in Him. His goal is for us to become more and more like Him, and we can only do that if we follow Him. Some people think that means that we'll bring and lead a boring life, but a life following God is filled with things we cannot imagine. God promises we'll live in prosperity. It may not be material prosperity, but prosperity of the soul. He'll help us trust Him and enable us to grow. So in other words, those who fear the Lord, He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. In other words, when we put our trust in God and we say, okay, God, I'm going to do this challenge. I'm going to do something that I've never done before. And we put our all in it, into it. We put our whole faith, our whole life into it. We're going to find a form of prosperity in our life because of that. And so when I did this 30-day challenge, I came away with an appreciation for God. I came away deeper appreciation for the Bible. Well, it's not the only 30-day challenge I've done. Well, a couple years ago, I did another 30-day challenge, and that was to write my 30-day devotional on grace. You can find that at jbsism.com/grace-book. So jbsism.com/grace-book. I wrote this book in 4 weeks. It's about 25,000 words, and I did that in 30 days. It was a tough pill to swallow. I've been able to do it. On top of writing the book, I put together a 4-keynote teaching based on the book. And I now know that I can write a book in 30 days. I know that I have it inside of me. Why? Because I knew each week I had to have a set of devotionals written for every teaching. So in other words, I was doing this Bible study where I needed a keynote for each lesson. Well, I wanted each of the people to walk away with a week's worth of devotionals. And so I had to write a 30-day devotional on grace. Well, I didn't have to. I chose to, which is now available on Amazon. So jbsism.com/grace-book. You can buy it there. It's $3.99 on Kindle, I believe. Please do buy it because it helps support this website and this podcast. But anyway, I knew I had it in me, and each week I ended up having to write, you know, at least 7 days worth of devotionals and a teaching to go with it. So it pushed me beyond myself to get the job done. And when I push beyond what I'm capable of, I knew I was going to grow. So here's the deal. When you take a challenge and you push beyond what you believe you're capable of, you're going to grow and know you have it within you to succeed. That's what it's all about. That's what challenges do. They allow us to grow. They allow us to put our all into it. And they allow us to set time-oriented goals. That's what challenges do. Challenges give us permission to succeed. So, all of that being said, what's next for me? Well, I've had, like I've been saying, my fair share of challenges over the years. I've succeeded at some. Well, think about my grace book. I've succeeded at that. I failed at others, like my attempt to read the Bible in 30 days. Even though I consider it a success because I read more of the Bible in 30 days than I've ever thought possible and ever probably would. So I still consider it a success. But taking the time over a course of 30 days gives me permission, or gives you permission, to either succeed or fail. But here's the deal, and here's a certain thing that you're going to find. When you do a challenge that stretches you, you're taking a step into the next level of your life. In other words, challenges give you the ability to grow and stretch yourself to succeed. It gives you permission to move beyond where you are now and step into a larger role of life. So here's the deal. After some serious thought, serious prayer, serious thinking, I'm planning on doing another 30-day challenge. Now, this is not the Bible challenge. This is a different challenge. This is a 30-day writing challenge. So a 30-day writing challenge. In other words, there's three things I'm going to do. Number one, I'm going to write something in my new book that I'm working on every single day. So the goal is, here's my goal, my daily goal is to write 1,500 words a day for the next 30 days, because that's going to give me 45,000 words at the end of this challenge. Here's the deal. I have already written nearly 15,000 words. 13,000, 15,000, somewhere in there. So, my goal is to write 1,500 words every day. I've already written in the last 2 weeks about 13,000 to 15,000 words. I've already done a good amount of work in 2 weeks. But I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to change this, and I'm going to work on trying to get 1,500 words a day in, which will give me a combined total of 45,000 words written. Now, there's a second part of this challenge, and this is going to be another part of the challenge, is I'm going to write a short blog post update right here at jvsystem.com every single day. So if you want to know how I'm doing, I'm going to write a update every single day. Now, here's the deal. Some of it's going to be video. Some of it's going to be written. And then, so it's going to be kind of like a mixture of a vlog and a written update. Now, I'm also going to give an update right here on the podcast each and every week. I like to give an update on my writing progress. Last week I did. Today I'm telling you what I'm doing. This whole podcast is basically telling you what I'm doing over the last week and this week. But I want to write every day. I want to communicate with you how I'm doing on a daily basis. So I'm going to write a post or record a short little vlog video. Thirdly, I can't stop doing my normal daily stuff. Still got to spend time with the family. I still have my day-to-day job at the church. I still, well, right now I'm at home because of hand, foot, mouth. Ugh. I still have to do my Monday blog post and my Wednesday podcast and my emails that I give you every week. And if you want to know more about what I'm doing, you can subscribe to the email by going to jvsystem.com/subscribe. jvsystem.com/subscribe. And you can subscribe to my e-newsletter right there. And here's the best part. I'm going to give you a free ebook. So jvsystem.com/subscribe, and you'll get a free ebook if you do that. So the main thing, I have to remain focused on my usual stuff. So I know this will be a challenge. I know it's going to be. I mean, it's already been a challenge to write what I've written in the last couple of weeks. You know, 13 to 15,000 words in the last 2 weeks. But it's time to up the ante. And I want to have my book finished. I've been dabbling with it for the last several months, working on it. Finally decided to get serious a couple weeks ago. And now I really, really want to get serious with it. So here's the deal. If you want to help me in this, you can certainly help me in this. So how? Well, you know what I'm up to. You know that I'm going all in on this. My question to you is, do you want in? Do you want in on this challenge? Now, here's the deal. I know the NaNoWriMo, the National November Writing Month is still coming up here. But I wanted to do my own 30-day challenge ahead of that. So that means I'm going to be doing this again in November, and I'm probably going to be doing another 30-day, everyday update on this blog of another book that I have inside of me that I want to write. So the question is, do you have a book on your heart that you've been playing with, that you've been toying with? Are you wanting to start your career as a writer, or do you finally just want to get your book written? So the next 30 days, my question is, do you want to join me? And I would love for you to join me. So if you do, here's what I want you to do. Go to jvsystem.com/contact. jvsystem.com/contact, and send me an email and let me know if you're willing to join me on this writing contest. Not contest, on this writing challenge for the next month. Because as writers, we all need connection and we all need encouragement. This is why I'll be writing my experience daily. Why? Because I want that encouragement to be there so that if you need encouragement, you can read and be like, oh, wow, day 15 in, Jason really struggled here. Or day 3, Jason was going strong, but by day 5, he wanted to give up. He was losing his mind. I mean, whatever it is. Whatever my updates are going to be, I don't know what they're going to be. I won't know until tomorrow. So here's the deal. I'm starting today, and I'm going to be writing my daily experience here to give you encouragement. But I want you to know how I'm struggling. I want you to know what my word-for-word count is. I want you to know where I'm heading next in my adventure of this challenge. You see, writing is hard work. It's it's difficult. But here's the deal. When we have the right mindset, we kind of put our all into it, we put our minds into it, a challenge will help us rise to the occasion and write like we've never written before. And my friends, if you do this challenge with me, I know that you're going to have a book to be proud of. I know you're going to have something that you're going to want to shout out to the world and you say, I have finally written my book. I've got it done. I can shout it to the mountaintops. You know, I mean, you can do whatever you want. So how about it? You want to get writing with me? Go to jbsism.com/contact and send me an email. Let me know if you're going to join me on this challenge. And if you want to know how to take your writing to the next level, take your message to the next level, sign up for my free newsletter at jbsism.com/subscribe. jbsism.com/subscribe. And it's free. You're going to get my newsletter. And I can't wait to see you in the email inbox. And I'm going to give you a free ebook as well. So, my friends, thank you for listening to today's show. It's been my privilege. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/109. jbsism.com/109. All right, my friends, God bless. I will see you right here again next week at jbsism.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show and tell somebody about what we're doing here. All right, my friends, bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.